Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 129, and this is the first show in the year of our Lord, 2018. And thank God 2017 is over, am I right? I mean, come on, that was just, I don't even have to say anything. Ooh boy, I'm absolute deicide, and my New Year's resolution is to write more reviews over at gruntfreepress.com. I mean, I can promise you at least like one maybe by 2019 is what I'm aiming for. You know, if I make it that long, I mean, nothing's certain in life. You never know when you're going to go. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And maybe make an effort this year to send some feedback to the show. Questions like, why are you doing this? Does anybody actually listen to this crap? What am I listening to? You know, stop playing Call of Duty. that sort of thing. So I'm gonna try to make a concerted effort to make this a Call of Duty free show. I know if this fucking what I've been playing for, like, I don't know, what, fucking 5 months at this point or some shit. Maybe not five, like 3 months or something. But we'll see how that goes. I mean, how long it takes me to fucking run out of material. Because I mostly played fucking Call of Duty again, big deal. But, I'll try to keep that to myself this time. I also played a bunch of older games, both in the process of, building another RetroPie. Two of them, actually, I mean, one for myself and one for, the one I'm doing right now. I mean, I'm just fucking like, all right, I'm just doing, put what I fucking want on there, and, Then make another one for, I don't know, my brother or fucking, I don't know what the hell he's doing, or like his fucking girlfriend's father or some shit. It's all fucking confusing at that point, but all of a sudden fucking one's going to fucking New York anyway. I actually just got a fucking text from a little while ago saying like, can you put a, you know, Nintendo Paperboy on there and fucking Ninja Turtles, the arcade games. Like, I mean, that's fucking pretty standard. I mean, the one I had before that we were fucking with, you know, when he was here, definitely had those on there. So, but yeah, we'll get into that later. I also played a HD remake of a game I kept hearing about for a decade or so since it fucking originally released, but I never played it because it looked pretty gay. Okami HD, the remake they put out, started playing that, which, I mean, from what I understood before I fucking played it, everyone was saying, like, oh, you know, it's like a Zelda game, pretty much, but only with a wolf Zelda, so, I mean, that sounds good and all, and fucking, wolf Zelda, how can that be bad, but... the graphics in the game, I mean, they're fucking, it kind of looked overly, like, cute and cartoony and cel-shaded, like, really ultra-Japanese type graphics that didn't really appeal to me. I mean, it's not quite, like, anime gay or anything like that, but it's not far off. I mean, it's fucking, like, they try to make the whole game look like watercolor or whatever, like, Japanese, like, fucking, you know. Japanese style fucking watercolor with, like, you know, they always have like the fucking waves coming up, whatever the fuck that is and shit, you know. It's real fucking detailed fucking lines and shit, which I actually, you know, I like that fucking style, but I mean, just looking at the game, it's like a combination of that and, again, like cartoony, like almost like anime looking people, and just fucking like, I don't know, wasn't sure how that was gonna go. So but yeah, I mean, I was looking forward to playing something new, and by new, again, I mean like a fucking decade-old game, you know, a remake of a GameCube game. But it came out a couple weeks ago, so I was thinking like fucking like, all right, you know what I mean? I was fucking, again, after fucking doing the original fucking RetroPie thing, I was like, all right, cool, you can just fucking, I don't have to fucking check ROM sets or fucking worry about manually configuring fucking arcade game controls and fucking cores and shit, and just like, ah, cool, I can just plug and play on, you know what I mean, just fucking actual game that came out, fucking plug and play and modern game remake, you know, modern remake of a game anyway. But, you know, of course it's a PC game, so it doesn't work that way. So I'm still fucking with it to get it to work. You know, fucking go to launch it, fucking, controller doesn't work. Like, fucking, the fucking controller doesn't work at all. Fucking, the game launches in, like, a tiny window, and, like, the resolution's all fucked up. So, do what you do, you know? The fucking, what you usually do for fucking PC games that don't work is go into the, Steam discussions there. So, yeah, so in order to get the controller to work for the game, you have to run the game in, Steam's big picture mode, which I've never fucked with before. I never really understood the I knew about it, where it's fucking like, oh, if you're using a controller, you can just, it's pretty much Steam, but you use a controller, which is like, oh, that's cool. But the way I use Steam, I can only have a few games installed at a time. Then when I'm done with them, I uninstall them and install something else. So use this controller to fucking like, all right, cool, I can pick something and like wait, like, you know, 20 minutes for it to fucking download anyway. It's not like fucking whatever on like my Xbox, my PS4, like the games, you know, fucking everything's like installed. You know, the Xbox, they have like two different hard drives with the shit installed, so everything, you know, that's the pick up and play type of deal. Just fucking click a button and stop playing it. But not really how I use Steam. So in order to get the fucking Okami to work with the controller on there, you get to run it in big picture mode, and you get to check off like an option saying like in the Steam menus or whatever, like the fucking on the top there was like, you know, Steam fucking library, like that type of thing. You got to go into like Steam and just check off that big picture mode, fucking using an Xbox controller, and then so I did that and I watched the game and it fucking works and shit, and I'm like, all right, that's fucking weird. But what sucks is it's like a toggle for every game, you know what I mean? Once you do like the big picture mode thing, it's like now the Steam's running in fucking big picture mode until you fucking uncheck that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like everything, I was like, fucking now it's pretty much fucking, it's not even like big picture mode though, it's weird. It's like fucking, I'm still like the same fucking thing, the same menus, but just like the UI is fucking different, I guess. I mean, you could switch it on and off, I guess, like, you know what I mean? Like fucking, turn it on just when you're playing, fucking Okami, and then turn it off otherwise. But that seems kind of fucking ridiculous, doesn't it? I mean, why don't they just fucking make why don't they just make the fucking game work fucking natively with a fucking controller, you know what I mean? Like every other fucking game. Yeah, I mean, the only real difference with it playing in like big picture that I can tell is not all the notifications that you get, like the pop-ups that come up, like the Steam notifications, they're all gigantic, you know, like the achievements, or when people on your friends list come on or start playing fucking games, like the box that pops up fills up like a quarter of the fucking screen, like in the lower right hand corner. It's just like literally like almost like a quarter, but just fucking like, oh, blah 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 is playing, you know. It's pretty annoying. It doesn't fucking, I'm playing like Okami, it's a single player game that doesn't really matter, but I was playing Call of Duty afterwards, whoops, and then there was that, but yeah, I was playing like Call of Duty or whatever, and this fucking big pop-up, big fucking box pops up, like fucking, you know, so-and-so's playing fucking Friday the 13th, cool, you know what I mean, it's like awesome, I can't see like fucking a quarter of the screen for like fucking 5 seconds till that shit goes away. But yeah, so I'm playing Okami, and then another thing was the camera movement was inverted, or I don't know what they call inverted or like normal in that game, because and just like the default is like for the camera, like the way the way it turns, like it goes like up and down, you control it and like side to side and shit. It's like the opposite of fucking how I would like it anyway. So yeah, when I turn the fucking camera left, I like the camera to turn left, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I want the camera to turn left. It's not like some weird, like, fucking, like, oh, well, it turns left in relation to your character, so it's actually right, or fucking, like, you know, up and down. It should be, like, pressed up, and the camera goes up and down, the camera goes down type of thing. So yeah, I mean, just like the default for that was all fucked up. Like, even though it's, again, I was saying, like, oh, this is like normal, but I'm like, fucking, like, no, this feels pretty fucking inverted. And I felt like, I'm like, oh, I'm moving the fucking camera like I'm flying a fucking airplane. That ain't normal, you know? And then I go to fucking change that, and I can never fucking remember, like, which axis is which. Like, fucking, is it X or Y? You know what I mean? X or Y, that's like horizontal and vertical. Like, I always forget. So, you know, I didn't like fucking, I'm like, all right, so I do all that shit. And then I'm like, all right, fucking fix it. I hope. Then I couldn't even figure out how to fucking close the game. So I had to like, I'm like, there's no like, in the, you know, you press start and it brings up this fan menu with a bunch of shit in there, you know, like fucking your map and your items and equipment and all that shit. And then there's no like exit game from there, you know. It's fucking like, what the fuck? Like, why do I get out of here? And then I'm like, I don't know. Like, I had to like fucking like task manager it and fucking just like force it to like shut down and shit. I'm like, dude, this whole thing's been a fucking mess. Not exactly the vacation from our arcade fucking service menu that I was looking for. But anyway, it's not like, it's just kind of confusing, but. But yeah, so we got that working though, and Okami, and yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Okami. I'm not sure if I entirely like that game. I'm still early on, so I'm not gonna like shit all over it or anything like that. But it's just a fucking, it's a slow fucking start. I mean, you know, I was thinking like, oh, I know it's Zelda, whatever, Wolf Zelda, so. I was thinking in my head, I'm like, oh, that means, like, Zelda is, like, both, like, the classic, like, original fucking Zelda and shit, and, Breath of the Wild, which, again, it was kind of, that's when they tried to, like, go back to the roots, kind of, the way that game played, where, both of those, they just kind of drop you into the middle of the fucking world or whatever, just let you kind of, like, free roam and just do what you want type of thing. But, yeah, Okami Zelda in, like, it's more Skyward Sword or whatever Zelda, you know, where it's fucking just, like, you know, very slow fucking start. A lot of cutscenes that are just fucking text, you know, just fucking text across the screen, text bubbles, and, really annoying fucking nonsense sounds that it makes when fucking people are talking and shit. Yeah, I mean, the first cutscene, like, the entire, like, intro of the game, really, you know, the first, like, fucking, like, hour or two of the game is just, like, Jesus Christ, like, it's, you know, it's fucking Zelda-y, but it's, like, fucking, you know, oh, you know, there was a legend of a dark power that corrupted the world, but, you know, one hero had the strength and the courage to take a stand and battle the evil forces, and, in this case, it's a fucking, you know, a wolf. Rather than a little elf boy or whatever. But then that, like, as they're telling, like, that, like, fucking, like, story, like, oh, you know, this legend of like, fucking, but then they start going to, like, some, like, these other legends, like, fucking legends inside fucking legends, you know? It's fucking like, oh, but no, but that legend, you know, but this tale was a, you know, fucking, whatever, fucking legend, fuckingception or whatever, but... You know, then it's fucking, you know, oh, that's a tale for another time. Our story actually begins here. And then fucking, like, in this land, blah, blah, blah. But there is a story of this land, which went, you know, it's like fucking like, Jesus Christ, dude. Then it's fucking, oh, but there's more, you know what I mean? This fucking just keeps going and going. Like, come on. Let me fucking just play the goddamn game. Then after the opening cinematic, you just get, you know, it's just fucking like, all right, cool, I can start the game. You start the game and it's fucking more story, you know what I mean? You fucking play for 2 seconds, and then they have their own, you know, they have their own fucking version of, like, Navi in there from fucking Zelda, you know. Navi, the little fucking fairy, then, you know, hey, listen, like that, you know, like fucking, this one is like some other little fairy bug thing that's supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be like the comic relief, I guess, of the game. You know, it's a Japanese thing, I believe, is fucking that, you know, he had that little naked elf thing from fucking Berserk, and then, you know, the animal, or whatever, animal familiars, and like Neo, which is fucking, you know, little annoying fucking things, like talking to you, is, I think that's like an anime trope, They do. So I've heard of just fucking like little tiny things, like fucking like making really bad fucking Jerry Lee Lewis jokes. So anyway, it took me like 20 fucking minutes before I hit the first save in the game, you know, and I did, and all I did in terms of like gameplay is like I've walked like 5 feet and it's fucking like, oh, you know, press X to smash a pot, do that. And then it's fucking like little fucking fairy things like, oh, let me tell you about pots, and well, you can find this in pots, you can find that in pots. And just like, you know, yeah, I mean, the thing is too, like, I'm not big on fucking story in video games in general, but yeah, if you're gonna go that route where it's, you know, the route of just fucking several minutes of like exposition dumps at a whack, you know what I mean, you know, fucking watching watching a movie or whatever, like that shit's bad, you know, like fucking instead of playing the game, like, no, Metal Gear or whatever, just fucking like, oh, here's a bunch of fucking like a movie in the middle of the fucking game. But yeah, I mean, having to fucking like read through text and fucking listen to fucking that like nonsense, like fucking nonsense language, I think that's fucking actually much worse. I mean, as much as I hate fucking like, oh, here's cutscenes of, you know, like, again, like animation and fucking like voiced acting and shit, like I'm like, fucking, I don't like that. But you know what's even worse is fucking like, here's a bunch of fucking text and just fucking blah 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 blah, like fucking just listen to that fucking Nintendo 64, like, you know, Banjo-Kazooie, like, gobbledygook fucking language. And, yeah, no, it's, I'm not, the language isn't fucking, like, Japanese. I'm fucking, you know, I think I've gone over this before, but, yeah, it's fucking, you know, they say, like, in movies, there's a rule in movies there where it's fucking, it's, they tell you, it's like, oh, you know, you should be showing, not telling in movies, like, show the action, don't just fucking have people sit there and talk about it, like, that's pretty bad fucking movie making, of just fucking having people just sit there in a room, like, again, like, they would say, like, oh, that's, like, you know, the early movies that would come out would just be a lot of that, of people in rooms, like, talking, they'd be, like, you know, adaptations of, like, plays or whatever. So it's fucking, like, ah, you know, it's fucking what works for a play doesn't work for a movie type of deal, of fucking just, like, having people just sit there and talk. Not very exciting to, you know, it's not very, like, engaging to sit, to, like, for a movie to have that going. So they say, like, show, don't tell, you know what I mean? It's always preferable to fucking show something happening on screen rather than having the fucking characters, like, explain what happened off screen type of deal. Well, I mean, there's a fucking rule for video games, too. I mean, that I may or may not have fucking come up with myself. I mean, I don't think so. I'm not going to fucking take credit for it, but it's true either way, and that's fucking, you know, it's like fucking, the rule for games should be like, don't fucking show, you know what I mean? Meaning like fucking, let the player like do shit, you know what I mean? Like what the player is doing, like actively fucking, you know, playing the game, have that, use that to fucking like tell your story or fucking, you know, get across whatever fucking message or feeling, whatever the fuck you're going for. Like, it should all just be like fucking like player action, you know what I mean? It shouldn't just be like fucking like, oh, stop and watch a fucking movie type of deal. And then like, you know, a step below that would be like showing, you know what I mean? And showing and fucking, you know, having like a cutscene, and that's pretty, you know, that'd be like a lower tier. Then I think like a step below that would be even, reading, you know what I mean, or fucking writing, I guess, in this case, of just fucking, like, you know, here's a fucking, like, wall of text, you know what I mean, it's like, oh, I wrote a good book, right, you know what I mean, like, fucking, like, not even, like, a cutscene, I'm just fucking, just, oh, read text, it's fucking, like, cool, like, not good game design, looking at you, Planescape Torment. So, yeah, so we start playing the game, and, it's, you know, again, it's pretty much fucking what I expected. It's fucking Wolf Zelda, you know? And, yeah, I mean, the big gimmick is the paintbrush mechanic, I guess. So, yeah, you can hold down the right bumper, and it freezes time, so you can use it, just like a fucking, like, brush comes out, and you can use a brush to fucking draw lines and shapes and shit. on the screen. So it turns everything like kind of like black and white, like freezes time. Then it's like, all right, you use like the fucking paintbrush and you draw on like circles and shit. There's like almost like different like powers that you have that you fucking like gain throughout the course of the adventure. Yeah, I mean, that's for, you know, pretty much using it for, you know, combat and fucking, like, puzzle solving, you know. But it seems kind of, like, weird and, like, inconsistent. Like, yeah, like, the first time you use it, there's a, they show you, like, a, whenever you pretty much gain, like, a new power, it's like, hey, look, there's a constellation in the sky, and you fucking look, and there's, like, you know, it shows, like, fucking, like, star, you know, stars and, like, lines connecting the stars or whatever. So they'll show you that, but there'll be, like, one or two missing, and then, like, the little annoying fucking Navi fuck will be like, hey, look, you know, hey, listen, like, fucking, hey, try drawing the missing stars or whatever. So it's like, all right, so they want me to, obviously, they want me to fucking draw the missing stars in here, so, you know, if I can hit the right bumper. And the paintbrush comes up, and, so it's like, all right, I'll draw. And I was like, fucking, like, all right, draw a star. So I'm drawing, like, you know, I draw a star, like a 5-pointed fucking star. And I'll let go of the fucking right bumper and fucking, like, oh, wait, no, that's not right. Try again. And then fucking, so you just have to put, like, a dot, like, just, like, dots where the fucking stars are, you know what I mean? That's it. Just, like, a single dot. It's like, fucking, like, ah, it just seems kind of, like, finicky and fucking, you know, they fucking show you how to, like, draw a line to, like, make a slash, and it's like, oh, you know, you fucking, you know, again, you press right bumper at any time, fucking freeze it, and, you know, trees and shit, you can slash them, and they'll fucking, like, get cut and, like, fucking fall down and shit. It's like, oh, you know, split rocks like that, too. I was like, all right, cool, so try doing that. There's, like, sometimes it just, like, doesn't work. Like, fucking, like, oh, you know, can't slice down, though, you know, this or that, or, like, this tree doesn't fucking get cut down. It's like, you know, some things you can't slice, and, you know, even when it fucking looks like the exact same, like, the same shit you were doing before, it's like, I don't know, it just doesn't work. Like, that one you can't, you know, like, that type of thing. It's just, like, inconsistent, just kind of, like, weird to use. So, yeah, I mean, like, you go to a village, and there's a fucking old lady there drying out her fucking, like, clothes, and yeah, I mean, the puzzle there is, like, she's saying, like, oh, you know, the sun isn't close enough to the fucking clothes to dry them out, like, properly, so you, like, look up, and you fucking, again, hit the right bumper, it freezes, and you draw a circle in the sky, and then, like, a fucking sun appears in the sky and shit, and, I know, it's, like, strange, but so it's like, ah, cool. So it's like, can you do that, like, anywhere in the fucking game now? Like, I can just fucking look up and, like, draw a fucking circle and the sun fucking, like, goes there or whatever. But, no, you can't. It just seems like everything's, like, all, like, context sensitive type of thing. Like, fucking, like, oh, you know, actually later on, it's fucking like, oh, cool. So a circle is a sun, right? And fucking, like, later on, it's like, oh, no, but a circle's also, like, and you draw a circle around, like, fucking rotting trees or whatever, and it fucking, like, rejuvenates the trees, and it's just fucking, like, just drawing the same, like, circles everywhere, and just everything does different shit depending on, like, where you are and, like, what you're looking at, and sometimes it does, like, nothing, like, you know what I mean? then you fight a few enemies, and fucking, like, the fighting's pretty fucking odd, too. I'd say it's more like fucking, like, Devil May Cry than Zelda, you know, like, you'll be talking to somebody, and then fucking, like, you know, like, just, like, a dialogue with, like, a fucking, like, NPC or whatever, and you're talking to him, and it's fucking, like, oh, no, here comes some fucking, like, monsters, and then the game locks you into an arena, and you just fucking pretty much just, like, mash the attack button until the fucking guys fall down, you know what I mean? You can fucking, like, pull out your brush and, like, try to, like, slice them in half and shit, and, which is weird, too. It's like, oh, there's a slice button to fucking, like, slice them, but you try doing that, and it's fucking like, oh, well, if their health's too high, like, it also, like, covers them in ink for some reason, and then fucking, like, I did that, which does, like, what? Like, I'm not even fucking, like, sure. It's really, again, it's just kind of, like, odd. Like, I don't fucking understand it completely yet. I've been playing it for, like, fucking, I don't know, 6 hours or so, you know what I mean? I'm still just fucking, like, I don't know. Like, fucking, again, like, mostly just sitting there, like, reading fucking text and listening to that shit. So, You have like combos and shit too. Like as you hit him, you're fucking just like hitting the X button for like a normal attack, and it's counting your hits and fucking shit like that. And then it gives you like rewards based on like how well you did and fucking like, you know what I mean? Like how fast you did. It's fucking like, oh, you know, here's fucking money or whatever. And, you know, different like whatever shit like that. Again, I'm still not even sure. It's fucking like, oh, this fucking regenerates your solar energy, and this one fucking like whatever, like, ink and shit. But your ink, like the ink that you use to fucking like draw, like, oh, that regenerates over time. So it's like, why am I bothering to like pick up the shit? Like, it doesn't like just wait like 2 seconds and it fucking fills up. I don't know. It's really fucking weird. I just don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like the fucking, like, again, just being, like, locked into, like, a little tiny arena with, like, three people in it, you know? The combat's not, like, particularly fucking grabbing me yet. I mean, again, it might get better later on as you fucking get more moves or fucking, like, weapons or, like, whatever, and fight different enemies and shit, but yeah, I mean, at this stage, it's like, dude, I just wish it was just, like, a normal, just, like, fighting enemies, like, in the overworld or whatever, like, you know, again, like, fucking, like, a regular Zelda game, and just fucking, like, you run up and just, like, start fighting people and move on and, like, whatever. The way it fucking works, in this game, you see, like, fucking, like, floating, I don't know what you'd call them, like, floating fucking, like, pieces of paper or whatever, like, scrolls or whatever, just, you know, it's just like, oh, there's a scroll, like, floating in the fucking overworld, and, like, if you run up and touch him, it just, like, transports you into one of those arenas, and you fight in the fucking, you know, fight in the arena, and then it ends, and, like, kicks you out back to the overworld. So, I don't know, again, I'm fucking just not big on that, so, I don't know, the game just seems kind of like, kind of like style over substance, it seems like. I mean, like, again, it looks good, and, you know, it does kind of looks like a fucking Japanese fucking, you know, again, watercolor painting type of deal. But the, you know, remaster's good too, and it's nice and fucking like sharp and shit. But I'm sure when like the game originally came out, I think it was on like GameCube and like PS2 or whatever, I'm sure like fucking like then it was like, oh, this is gorgeous, like nothing fucking looked quite like that, like cell shaded type shit, but not in that style, you know. But it's just the game's so fucking slow, you know, just the, you know, first, again, like half dozen hours or so is like really fucking linear, fucking walk around and talk to everybody. It's just have to go to like specific spots, to like progress, you know, fucking just like on the map is little circles. You gotta, it's like all you can really do is fucking walk to that fucking circle and that's it. And a little fucking navvy fucks telling you like, oh, you know, oh, we should check it. Like one of them. I'm like, fucking, I go into, like, a field. I'm like, all right, cool, the game's finally opening up, and I'm in this fucking, like, field. Yeah, it's, like, fucking open again, like, Zelda-style, like, whatever, Hyrule field type of thing. I'm just fucking like, oh, there's different paths going everywhere and shit. And, just, like, you know, some shit's, like, blocked off, and it's like, oh, you gotta, like, figure out, you know, you need, like, certain items or whatever, certain techniques, you know, to fucking, like, draw. It's like, you know, I'm gonna draw, like, a circle and a fucking line through the circle, and that makes like a bomb. You have to, you know, fucking once you get that, it's like, oh, now I can fucking like blow up like cracked walls and shit. But so I'm like, all right, cool, I'm in this open area, but it's fucking just like that little fucking dude's like, oh yeah, you know, why don't we check out this field before we move on. It's like, all right, so I'm just fucking again just running around fucking looking at shit and fucking like, oh, different paths, you know, different ways you can go, picking up different little like side quests or whatever. And I'm like, all right, now what? What the fuck do I do now? I'm like, fucking, there's nothing I can do. I'm just fucking, like, going around. Like, I had to, like, read. There's, like, some sign that I didn't read. And that was, like, the final, like, thing I had to do was, like, go up and, like, read some, like, random sign. And he's like, okay, that's what we had to do. All right, now let's fucking move on to, like, go back to the village or some shit. So, you know, I'm fucking, again, just a lot of walk around, fucking talk to everybody, and, you know, again, they talk in that fucking obnoxious fucking gibberish, and, that little fucking bug thing won't shut the fuck up, and then occasionally you fucking button mash to beat up a few enemies in those little fucking closed-off arenas, and, Yeah, now before you get all fucking up in arms and shit and fucking, you know, oh, how dare you? You know what I mean? I've been drawing fucking Amoritsu fucking fan art for decades or whatever the fuck. I mean, I know people fucking love this fucking game, and it gets, you know, it's been getting like crazy good reviews and shit, and they fucking like, oh, tens or whatever, like fucking, oh, a perfect game and blah, blah, blah. It's fucking, and, you know, it's me we're talking about here. You know, I'm not a fucking Japanophile by any fucking stretch, and yeah, you know, the cutesy, goofy fucking comic relief shit fucking kills me, and yeah, watching cutscenes in general in games makes me want to fucking cut myself, so, you know, I've heard it's a fucking, like, long game. From what I've heard, it's fucking, like, oh, no, it's like, you think, like, oh, the game is done, and then, like, it's, like, only, like, halfway done, it's, like, a fucking, like, 40-hour game or some shit, so, so for all I know, fucking again, later on, it may be fucking like amazing. Like I have no idea. It could turn out to be the fucking greatest game ever fucking made. But yeah, I mean, like right now, I'm fucking like struggling, like literally, like fucking like struggling to fucking stay awake as I'm fucking like playing it. Like yesterday or the day before, I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'm like plenty of time. I get all my shit done. I'm like, all right, I can just sit down and fucking play this game for, like, hours, and you know what I mean? I have, like, fucking a few, you know, 3-4 hours fucking before I have to fucking go to sleep or whatever, so I'm good. I fucking, like, sat down, whatever it is in this fucking game, like, I sat down, and then, within, like, I don't know, like, 5 minutes of playing, I just fucking feel myself as, like, in, like, you know, like, just drifting off the fucking sleep, just, like, this is the game just fucking, like, knocking me the fuck out. Yeah, so I just like fell asleep within like an hour, and like I fucking slept for like ever that day. But yeah, anyway, that's Okami. I'll check back on any progress I make in that. I'll let you know. I know you're on the edge of your seat there.
can only.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press podcast production. So, you know what else has been a struggle besides trying to play fucking Okami, which I thought was going to be super easy, which is, you know, again, is never the case, which is, setting up that fucking, the new, another fucking RetroPie, doing that, which to recap real quick, because this is going to be a fucking ongoing epic tale to rival the Odyssey. I built the RetroPie for my fucking niece, right? Fucking talked all about that, and and that went pretty well, I thought. I mean, it fucking took me a couple weeks to do it, but most of the snags that I hit were me being fucking technologically fucking incompetent, and once I figured out what I was doing, or at least found some fucking instructions for what to do, things went fucking, you know, smoothly, more or less. Like, fucking, like, all right, this, I have to do this and fucking that, and like, whatever, okay, if I was doing the, you know, using the wrong fucking, again, ROM set or whatever, okay, yeah, here's a fucking compatibility list, look at that, all right, this game just doesn't work on this thing, all right, yeah, that's fine, and fine, I'm not gonna fuck with it too much more, and, I thought, like, fucking, like, man, if I could, you know, after I was fucking, like, done with the thing, and I had all that fucking, like, you know, I only filled up, like, 10% of the fucking memory card, I was thinking, like, man, if I just have, like, another fucking, like, week or so with this thing, I could fucking really put some badass shit on here, and, I kind of want one for myself, I was thinking, and, right before she left, right before they were leaving, I'm, like, fucking, I was like, hey, you know, I was sitting there fucking, like, playing, like, you know, just going through the games and shit and fucking around. I'm just like, hey, wait a minute, let me fucking grab that thing real quick, fucking grab it, fucking, hooked it back up to my PC, and I fixed, some audio problems for a few of the games on there. There were no footsteps, sounds, and, Donkey Kong, and, no sound at all, and fucking Space Invaders and Zaxxon, and, You have to download these separate audio files for them, and then put the audio fucking files in, like, another folder. It's got to be, like, a samples folder for audio samples. And so I'm like, all right, I'm like, again, I just like reading through, like, just fucking scrolling through different shit and, like, searching, like, why are there no footstep sounds and fucking Donkey Kong and shit like that? And it's like, all right, so. Alright, so that's what you gotta do. So, I grabbed it and I fucking, like, did that, like, real quick, and I'm like, fucking, like, alright, cool, then it worked. I'm like, fucking, cool, you know, I really fucking figured a lot of this shit out, like, I know how to do this, a lot of this. So, I was saying, I ordered fucking, two more of them, two more fucking Raspberry Pis, fucking one for me, and, you know, I was already talking about one for my brother, or whatever the fuck, his girlfriend's fucking father, or whatever the fuck. So I'm thinking, like, all right, I'll be able to fucking set this thing up, like, real quick, just fucking bing, bang, boom, I know what I'm doing, I already have the fucking, files on my computer and shit, just fucking throw them in the right spots, and fucking, I'm good to go, and then I can fucking just, like, build off of that, you know. I can really fucking, get in there and, like, tweak shit and fucking add a ton of more games from fucking, you know, a bunch of different fucking systems and shit, because, before it was just fucking, like, I didn't run out of space, it was more like I ran out of time, you know what I mean, and I didn't know what I was doing with a lot of the shit, so it's like, yeah, it is what it is, and here you go, and it was fine, it's still fucking a couple hundred games on there and shit, like, it's fine, but, I can put a lot more on there and make it a lot better, you know. I get the two kits on Friday, you know, this is the same thing, just fucking Raspberry Pi, whatever kind of kit, whatever the fuck they call it, with the cases and shit. I get two of those and, another controller, a slightly better one than the one I gave, My knees, because that one was kind of like squishy. It was like fucking as I was playing with it, I'm like, yeah, D-pad's kind of garbage or whatever. But yeah, I mean they look the same. I mean the of what I got before, the boxes they came in, the fucking the can of kits they call them, the fucking, again, it's just fucking you know, it's just, you know, the computer, the fucking two little heat sinks you have to fucking peel off the sticky thing on the back and, you know, pop them onto the fucking board or whatever. You know, power supply, HDMI cord, fucking black plastic case that doesn't quite, never fucking, like, shuts, it never fucking, like, shuts right. You know, I tried a million times, like, why isn't this fucking, like, do I have this backwards? And, like, tried, like, every different way. It's just, like, no, it's just not gonna, it doesn't, like, shut completely, but whatever, it's fucking good enough. So I get those and I open one of them up and, I'm like, all right, well, I'm obviously going to be working on the one that I'm going to keep, you know what I mean? That's fucking, then I'm just going to, again, what I plan on doing is fucking, working and fiddling and fucking around with fucking, one of them anyway, until it's like just about where I want it to be. I'm fucking like, all right, this is fucking, again, once the space is filled up, I get fucking like pretty much what I want on there. And then I'm just gonna fucking like clone the fucking card or whatever, the fucking SD card, and just fucking everything's on there, just fucking whatever, clone it and then fucking stick it in the other one and there you go. Give that one away. Just again, it should just be an exact fucking clone of what I have. So you open up I open the fucking thing up and the instructions in the box, you know, the one I just got. It's like, oh, these are like, the instructions are fucking completely different from the original one I got. And you know, first off, there's no like picture or fucking instructions on how to put like those heat sinks on or anything. You know what I mean? It's fucking which is, I mean, that's super easy. Yeah, it's just fucking, again, it's just fucking like self adhesive fucking little box or whatever. You just peel off the fucking thing and put it on put the little one on the, you look at the board, there's like a little black square on there, and then fucking you put the little, you know, the smaller heat sink on that, and then the bigger one, you put the fucking bigger heat sink on, it's fucking matches up, just fucking, like, press it and shit, and just, but, you know, if I hadn't fucking done that before, like, you know, if I hadn't fucking, like, read the instructions of the other one, and been like, all right, first off, you know, put the fucking heat sinks on and shit, you know what I mean, if I didn't fucking know that from before, I'd probably either be, like, freaking out and, like, fucking, like, oh, I don't know, like, oh, what are these things? Or just be like, oh, these things aren't important and, like, not even done. And you know what I mean? Like, fucking nobody told me to do it. I'd be like, I don't know what these are. Like, whatever. Toss them in the fucking trash and just, like, not even think about it. End up fucking breaking the thing, you know? But I'm like, all right, well, whatever, man. Fucking stick them on and just, you know, hook it up like I did before. It's self-explanatory, fucking, you know what I mean, it's fucking hook up HDMI and the power and shit, and boot it up, and yeah, I'm fucking positive that the original one, the first one I was working on, fucking just gave me the option to fucking, like, right there on the fucking menu, as soon as you boot it up, of fucking just, like, download RetroPie, like, the OS, you know, is the operating system, is RetroPie is the main thing that you're running, you know what I mean, to play the fucking, the games and shit, so... I'm pretty sure that was like right on the first menu when he booted it up, and I just did that, and fucking from there I got going, and fucking again just put the files in the right spot more or less, and fucking like that's it, and just like kept going. But yeah, this new one I got fucking just didn't have that fucking option. Like the options were like Raspbian OS, Raspbian Lite OS, and like a bunch of like random shit after that, which I'm like, I don't even know what these fucking things are, so. I was like, I don't know, again, it's been a couple weeks, I'm like, maybe I did fucking put some other fucking operating system on there first, and then afterwards, like, it gave me the option to fucking do the RetroPie thing, like, I don't know, but, so I did that, I'm just like, all right, well, whatever this is, fucking Raspbian, I'll fucking put that on there, I guess, the first option, and it says, like, recommended, so I'm guessing that's what it is, and then, you know, that takes a little bit to download, but it fucking, and then I'm like, all right, cool, it's good to go. Then it just launches, and it fucking just launches to a desktop. have like a PC desktop, like fucking Windows or whatever. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, fucking now what? You know what I mean? Like that's all I'm looking at is fucking like just a desktop. So I'm like, how did I get the fucking like gaming shit on here again? So I'm just fucking again. Things fucking basically act like a fucking like a PC, like a shitty fucking slow PC. You know what I mean? It's fucking. It's like cool. There's like internet, like, you know, you go online with it and shit, and it's fucking like, you know, whoop-de-doo, like, you know what I mean? It's not what I want to do. Like, fucking, like, I can check out, like, I'm like, do I have to go to, like, the RetroPie fucking, like, website? So, like, I do that, like, on the fucking Raspberry Pi and on the fucking, my fucking, like, normal fucking PC, you know? And it's, you know, it's fucking like, oh, you know, to install RetroPie is saying on the website, it's fucking, you know, you have to download the fucking, the program or whatever. So I'm like, all right, so is that all I have to do? Again, I didn't fucking do this the first time, but is this what I have to fucking do is fucking go to the website and like download it to the fucking Raspberry Pi from there. And then like, you know what I mean? Then fucking just reboot it, I guess. And it'll be there. Like, I don't know. So, I do that. I download it on both the fucking the Pi and Windows. I'm like, I have no idea, like, if this is gonna work, you know, on the fucking Raspberry Pi, or if I'm gonna have to fucking do it on my computer and then transfer it over. Like, I have no idea. So, and nothing happens on the fuck, you know, on the PC. I have that file there, and fucking, you know what I mean, the Raspberry Pi OS or whatever. You know, it's the operating system I think I want that I used, you know what I mean? And, so I'm like, all right, so now what? I'm fucking, again, I'm just like reading the fucking instructions and shit, and it's telling me like, oh, you know, you gotta take the memory card out of the Pi and put it in the fucking, the card reader that came with it, and then fucking, put that into your fucking PC and transfer it over that way. And that was actually a mistake I made before, again, with the original one, where fucking where I was like, I don't know, how do I put the fucking ROMs on here? And it was like different options, and like one was like, oh, I'll put the US, you know, put the memory card in the computer and transfer them that way. So I tried doing that, and fucking as soon as I put it in the computer, it was saying like, you know, it's fucking like the thing, the Pi is running on like Linux, you know what I mean? The computer is obviously fucking like Windows. So you put it in there, and it's saying like, you know, the PC says, oh, I can't read the card, and you have to it has to be formatted first before it can be read, or before you can fucking put anything on there. So fucking, I'm like, you know, I did it before. I'm like, that doesn't seem right. Like fucking wipe this card before, you know what I mean? The fucking, I already had the fucking, the operating system shit on there from before. So I shouldn't be fucking like wiping this thing, but I did it anyway, and then I'm like, fuck, I just fucked this entire thing up again the first time I tried it, but it was like partitioned, I guess, so it's fucking like the operating system was like fine, you know what I mean? Like there's no way I couldn't figure out how to do that way, like how to transfer files from the computer with the fucking the card reader plugged in. But I wiped out whatever else was on there was formatted, but whatever, like fucking, I popped it back in the fucking, the Raspberry Pi, and it booted up like before, and it was fine and shit, yeah, I mean, there's another way to do it, which I try, where it's fucking, again, it's giving you like all these options to try to get the fucking, operating system on the fucking, Raspberry Pi, right? So, one of them saying like, all right, you gotta like go into like a command prompt on the fucking Raspberry Pi, and, which, you know, I have fucking no idea what any of this is, but again, I'm just fucking like following instructions, just fucking, typing in what the fucking website's telling me to fucking like to type in, or it's, you know, it's like fucking like, all right, just fucking type like sudo apt like dash get update, you know, fucking like type that in, then type in sudo apt dash get upgrade or some shit, and then fucking, you know, but before you, you know, after that though, type in locale to check that your region is set to the right fucking region, then like a bunch of shit like fucking like chmod plus x RetroPie underscore setup dot sa. I'm like, dude, I have fucking no clue. I'm just typing it out like it fucking says to you on the fucking, the website, you know? do that, and like everything seems to be going okay, and then fucking, you know, it's like, all right, so everything's just like progressing, I guess. And I fucking type in the last line in, and it's fucking like sudo /retropie setup.sh whatever, and fucking, you know, enter, and fucking nothing's happening. Like fucking, it's like, oh, this like sitting there fucking blank, and I'm looking at like a black screen with this fucking the shit I typed out on. I'm like, okay, so what now? Like fucking again, I'm on the web, you know, on the website that I'm doing the shit from. Like that, after I do that, like fucking the next step is it's like shows like a screenshot of what it should look like, and there's like a menu that, you know, I'm familiar with from before, just like, you know, just like a, you know, just like a box with like different options you can pick from to like, you know, download this, update this, like fucking, you know what I mean. So if I got to that point, I'd be okay. But I'm just like, dude, nothing happened. You know, and I follow these instructions and fucking nothing happened. If I could get to that point, I'd be okay. But yeah, and then I'm looking at all the text that was out that fucking came up, and like, you know, the little text popped up that said, "Oh, we're sorry, like setup.sh is not supported by this device," or some shit like that. It's like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Like, what does that even mean? You know what I mean? And what do I do now? Like, where do I go from here? So I'm like, all right, well, I do have that fucking, again, I have the file on my PC of that should be the fucking RetroPie like operating system there, but it's fucking like, so do I have, you know, it's like, now do I have to try like formatting the card and fucking, you know what I mean, like get it transferred that way again, which I don't want to do. I don't want to fucking format the card and shit, but no other choice. Like nothing else I'm doing is fucking like working. So I put the card in the fucking PC, and then like three, you know, it's not just fucking like, oh, a card, like device, like whatever, you know what I mean, USB device, fucking memory card. It comes up as like different drives, like fucking F drive and shit, and just like three different fucking drives pop up. It's like E, F, and G drive, of course. I'm like fucking like, well, right, that's awesome. Like, what does that mean, you know? You know what I mean? Like fucking, it's like, I knew it was like partitioned, but I thought like, oh, like a little bit of space for like the operating system, then like I thought like, you know, then the rest of it would be like, you know, regular data or whatever. So again, I'm fucking, you know, reading all the fucking instructions on the website. I'm fucking watching the YouTube video from the site, and then, you know, the YouTube video is just like, oh yeah, you just pop in the card and fucking format it, and then fucking, you know, it'll take 2 seconds, then fucking, you know, put the OS file on there and you're good to go. And then I'm like, cool, it's not what I'm getting. I'm fucking seeing three different fucking drives here. I have like no idea what I'm doing. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to have to fucking format all three of them, like all the drives that fucking pop up, then like try installing the fucking operating system on one of them and see if that works, I guess. And again, I'm like, dude, I have no other options at this point that I know of. So try doing that and fucking try putting out. Then I'm like, all right, so format them all and fucking try like transferring to one of them. And I just keep getting pop-up messages saying error 5 access denied. So I'm like, all right, go to the next one, like, you know, F or whatever, like F and G, and like getting the same thing. Then like that one of them works, like starts writing. I'm like, all right, cool, I get the shit. And then like starts writing to the card, then it gets to like 2% complete, and then fucking error 5 access denied. So I'm like, fucking Jesus Christ. Like, I'm just fucking like Google, like fucking searching fucking everything, just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what am I doing wrong? And just it's like, oh, you know, you gotta fucking like change your permissions to the drives and shit. Well, run this as an administrator, you know what I mean? Like all that shit. I'm trying to do that, like properties for each of them, and it's fucking like, oh, allow access for everything, check all the boxes off, try it, just keep getting the same thing. You know, I try to fucking like opening up like two different fucking windows, you know, one with the fucking the file and one with like the card and shit, and just like dragging and dropping them, dragging and drop the file into the fucking the card, and just telling me there's not enough room on there. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, dude? I have no idea what the hell's going on. So I ended up searching error 5, whatever, like error 5 access denied, and it's like, thankfully found something that's like, oh, you know, if you're trying to like, you know, do that, and you're saying there's not enough room in that shit, there's probably because the, you know, there's a partition on there, which there, I knew there was, like, you know, fucking separates, like, you know, separates off, like, you know, different parts of that memory card. So you have to remove it. And, how do you do that, you might ask? Well, you have to open up a command prompt in Windows, and you have to type, disk part and then disc list, and then you have to find the card. You have to select the card, select it, and then type in delete partition. And that doesn't, of course it does. That, that's of course what you have to do. Fucking stupid. What else do you have to do? So anyway, I finally have a fucking formatted disk with no fucking partitions in it, and the fucking RetroPie OS, so fucking, alright, that goes on there, and, like, that's it, I'm in business, like, thankfully, like, fucking popping in, like, alright, cool, fucking RetroPie thing pops up, and I'm like, alright, cool, I'm good to go. How it should be on the fucking Raspberry Pi again. It's like, alright, so I just have to put fucking ROMs on there, fucking no problem, like, fucking... It's like, again, I'm using that fucking, that program there, the fucking WinSCP for that, right? It's fucking just a little interfacing thing that fucking pops up, like, here's the files on your computer, here's the files on the fucking Raspberry Pi, and just fucking, like, again, just drag and drop, or whatever, upload fucking what you want onto the fucking, the Pi, right? So... I'm trying to hook that up, like set it up, so it fucking reads the fucking... the Raspberry Pi from there, put in the fucking the IP address for it, put in the password, and then fucking, oh, the device says denied access. I'm like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Like, it's not letting me fucking, like, get into the fucking files. Like, all right, dickheads, like, now what do I do? So it's like, oh, again, fucking more reading and shit, fucking research, and the SSH protocol is turned off by default for the newest fucking, the newest RetroPies, so you have to go into the settings and manually turn that on. So, how silly of me, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking curious if, like, any of this shit makes sense to anybody, you know what I mean? If people just figure it out on their own without, like, endless fucking, like, searching around, like, internet, like I have to do. Because, yeah, and again, like the first time was simple enough before, I ordered the exact same fucking thing from, like, Amazon or whatever, I checked my orders, and, like, fucking, all right, that's the one, like, order two more of them, you know what I mean, but, this is fucking, like, the nightmare, you know what I mean, but eventually, after all that bullshit, which, again, it took, like, a day or two to fucking just, like, all right, now I'm back to, like, where I want to be, more or less, fucking, I'm in business here, but, again, once the thing's fucking up and running and fucking resembled fucking what I was used to looking at, it's like, yeah, the thing's fucking pretty goddamn cool. Just fucking, yeah, that was a fucking nightmare getting that shit working. But, again, I mean, I already have the fucking games, most of them that I wanted for fucking NES, Super Nintendo, Genesis, just fucking throw those into the right fucking folders and they work, you know what I mean? Just fucking, it's like that, that's a good fucking starting point, right? I just made a fucking few additions I made by fucking watching, like, random fucking videos or whatever. Oh, hidden gem, NES, like, hidden gems and shit like that. Super Nintendo hidden gem videos, or going to, like, again, just going through, like, the top 100 fucking games by system, like, different lists from different sites that, I'm just fucking, like, scrolling through them, and, like, anything that looked fucking, like, oh, I remember that, or, like, that one looks interesting and shit, I'll fucking throw them on there. Or, games too that I'm like, I don't want to put that. It's like, I'm not going to put fucking Death Duel, on a fucking game for, like, a 9-year-old and shit. I'm like, fucking, like, I'll put that on for me, though. So, Death Duel for fucking Genesis and fucking Shatterhand, fucking Kabuki Quantum Fighter on NES, fucking, Desert Strike on Genesis. It's fucking, like, before too, and, like, I was looking on, like, Super Nintendo. I was throwing those on there. I put on, like, Donkey Kong Country. But then I'm like, fuck, like, isn't there, like, more than one? But, like, the list I was, like, where I was getting the fucking the ROMs from only, like, the first one. I'm like, fucking, that's weird. Where's, like, the other two or whatever? But, yeah, then fucking, like, oh, I backed out of that and went to, like, a different menu. Like a different folder within that same site that had the ROMs. And, like, fucking, like, oh, it's, like, a different thing. But there's more games on there. And, like, fucking, like, oh, there's Donkey Kong Country 2 and 3 and shit. Just, threw those on there, a couple other games, like, fucking sequels to games and shit that I fucking, like, oh, I'm just gonna put, like, one of these on here, because I just didn't want to fucking, like, run out of space or whatever. Now that I know how to fucking, like, read correctly, like, how much fucking space is left on the card, like, I can, again, if I start, like, going, like, real nuts and getting into, like, fucking, once I started putting, like, Sega CD games on there and shit, like, fucking, like, or, like, PlayStation 1 games where... you know, CD-based games where fucking, you know, that takes up a lot more memory, so I can, like, then I might start running into fucking, like, space issues and have to fucking, like, figure shit out, but yeah, I mean, Sega CD games, I fucking figured those out, which is, that's fairly easy to set up. You fucking, you know, download the fucking ROMs and, yeah, for anybody, like, bitching about, like, piracy or whatever, like, I own all these fucking games, you know what I mean? I've some of them I fucking, bought them fucking multiple times for fucking different systems over the years, so I don't know, go fuck yourself, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, like, how could you pirate? It's like, no, dude, I fucking own them physically. Like, I'm fucking looking at a lot of them right now. All the ones I fucking owned in the past are fucking, like, you know what I mean, I own on, like, different systems, like, all over the place, so for over the past, like, 20 years, so, you know, get fucked. But, but yeah, I know, I get fucking, like, Sega CD, I get fucking, like, you know, Dune, Lunar, Bay, fucking Eye of the Beholder, Ground Zero Texas, and, yeah, so, like, some of those, too, like, Ground Zero Texas, I'm like, well, how am I gonna do that, because fucking, you know, or, Night Trap, too, like, fucking, those are, like, those are multiple discs, you know, it's, like, disc one, disc two, and so it's, like, alright, so I'm gonna have to figure out how to, like, swap discs and shit, like, you know, when it, I was like, all right, well, I just downloaded, like, the same thing, like, disc one, disc two, just threw them in, they, you know, into the fucking, as normal as you would, but, when you do, like, the scraping thing, like, when the system goes online and, like, pulls down the information for each game, disc one and disc two, you just end up with, like, two listings, like, one after the other of just fucking for the same game. So, you know, Ground Zero Texas just pops up as, like, Ground Zero Texas, then below that it's, like, another, like, just looks like a duplicate Ground Zero Texas, but it's, like, disc one, disc two, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I just, like, manually went in there and wrote fucking disc one and disc two and, like, parentheses after them, but, I mean, I'm guessing you just fucking, like, all right, we just fucking exit out. I'm assuming just fucking exit out and fucking, like, start the second disc like that. Like, maybe, like, is that how it's going to work? Because it should fucking save, like, all your, you know, progress and shit as normal. Like, fucking when you're swapping discs on, like, Sega CD, it's fucking, it would just say, like, please insert disc two, and you just fucking, like, open the fucking tray up and put in disc two and fucking shut it, and then just fucking, like, just go from there. So I'm assuming that's how it's going to work, but I don't know, you might have to do something through, like, the overlay menu, maybe. I'm not really sure. Like, fucking right now, there's only, like, two or three games like that have, like, multiple discs, so not a big deal right now. I'll figure it out. If not, like, whatever, who cares? But, but yeah, I mean, depending on how much, again, how much space you have to play with afterwards, like, if I start throwing on some, like, PlayStation 1 games on there, like, fucking whatever, Resident Evil, Resident Evil 2, I don't know, I'll probably put on, like, Legacy of Kain, Tomb Raider, Silent Hill, like, that type of thing, but fucking whatever. If I put in, like, you know, Final Fantasy VII or something like that, is, I don't know, the game is, like, 50 discs or whatever the fuck, I don't know, whatever. Like, fucking that, you know, that's when the fucking, that, you know, the multi-discs might become a problem, you know what I mean? But again, I don't even know if it's going to be a problem, or it's just going to be as simple as, all right, just close down what you're playing and fucking start up disc two, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I was saying, like, you know, space actually might become an issue sooner rather than later, just because, you know, the Sega CD games are, like, fucking, like, all right, I'm fucking downloading them, and it's fucking, like, they're actually taking a little bit longer to download, you know, because they're, like, most of them are, like, half a gig each, you know what I mean? So it's, like, put in, like, a dozen of those, and it's fucking, like, all right, that's actually starting to eat up into, like, the 32 gigabyte fucking card I have on there, you know, and just, I'm at about, like, 50% disk capacity, like, right now of just, like, what I have on there. And I haven't put any fucking arcade games on there yet. Although, I mean, fucking, again, arcade games, like, fucking, a lot of those, too, like, fucking, those should only be, from what I put on, just by going by what I put on, like, the original fucking one, of just all those games, that only took up, like, fucking, like, 10% or so, you know what I mean? So it's, like, shouldn't be that bad for most of them, but the thing is, though, you know, this time I'm using, like, I'm using a different ROM set, like, you know, just because after reading, like, a little bit into it, I could have been using, like a newer version of, like, the, you know, the fucking newer version of MAME and, like, a newer fucking ROM set, like, fucking 0.78 versus fucking the 3.5 that I was to get fucking super nerdy about it. But yeah, the new ROM set is like, you know, fucking newer, like bigger games, or, you know, fucking games that are like bigger in size, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, Street Fighter fucking 3 and like fucking Aliens versus Predator and like Zombie Raid, fucking Area 51, like that type of thing. A bunch of fucking like Darkstalkers games and shit. So yeah, I mean, those games are like in size, like bigger, you know what I mean? So those are going to take up more space. So yeah, I mean, that's probably what I'm going to tackle next, you know, just start loading those up, seeing fucking what works, what doesn't, because I downloaded like the entire fucking ROM set, like 0.78 ROM set, like the entire, like everything, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, I have to like go through like, rather than before when I was just pulling out like fucking what games I want, like now I actually have all of them like right there, so I just gotta go through them and fucking, you know what I mean, figure out what works, what doesn't, what I want to keep or not. And so yeah, I'm gonna start loading those up and go from there. But what I did do was I fucking, like, I, you know, before, as I was waiting for fucking the thing to even get here, I downloaded fucking RetroArch onto my PC, which is, it's like the, that's like the main emulator that the Raspberry Pi uses. So it's like, I'm like, all right, we can just fucking like download this, like it's like a standalone thing on your PC and just fucking use it like that. So, and it's like the same thing, like you just fucking like, oh, file on a computer, fucking load it into there and fucking play it through RetroArch through there. But, So you might be thinking, I was thinking anyway, like, fucking, like, you know, why am I bothering to, like, you know, fuck with this fucking Raspberry Pi thing if you can just fucking do it right on your computer? But, for whatever reason, it just doesn't fucking work as well on the PC. Like, so, you know, it has, like, the same fucking, like, functions and shit, like, the same basic setup, like, you use a fucking controller to fucking navigate all the menus and all that, but, yeah, it's just like slow and it's clunky and it's fucking confusing on the fucking PC. Like, I was thinking, like, yeah, you know, you can fucking, you download like these cores, which, you know, the cores are the emulators you're using for each system. And it's like, all right, so you scan folders with the fucking that the ROMs are in, and it just gives you like these lists of games to choose. You know what I mean? Like by system, I'm like, all right, yeah, that's fine. That's more or less like the same thing, but there must be, like, some kind of limit to, like, how many you can have, because after a while, like, I'd scan the folder with the fucking, you know, the Super Nintendo games in there, and fucking, there'd only three Super Nintendo games would show up, and it's like, okay, so what's that about? You know, I have, like, fucking, like, 60 of them, whatever, and only three of them are showing up. It's like, oh, I can, like, go into the folder each time and, like, pick a game out of there and fucking launch it from there, but then it's fucking, like, that's, again, it's kind of a pain in the ass, it's fucking slow, it's clunky, it's fucking a lot of clicks and, like, scrolling through and shit, and just, and then I'm, like, trying to do, like, a different system or whatever, and it's fucking, like, the option to, like, download, like, another core for an emulator, like, that's just gone from the fucking menu, you know what I mean? It's fucking, this is really weird, like, it just seems like it just, like, maxed out and, like, all that shit, like, disappeared or whatever, but, I don't know, once I'm done fucking setting up the Pi, like, I'll probably make, like, a backup card and delete all that shit from my computer, because it is getting to be a fucking bit of a mess, but, 1 minute. I'm just fucking plugging away at that, fucking the RetroPie and shit. Just, yeah, I was saying, like, the fucking, just using the RetroArch thing on the PC is just fucking, like, it's not as good, like, I don't think, it's just fucking... I mean, my priorities are right now, fucking, arcade games, I gotta put those on there, then getting fucking Doom, Quake, Wolfenstein, Duke Nukem, and Marathon running on there, and yeah, those are, like, separate ports that you have to fuck with, you gotta fuck with them a little bit to get them fucking going, And so, you know, you download fucking, like, Doom, like, it's like a legitimate port of the shareware original fucking Doom game that's on there, you know what I mean? But then you have to, like, go into the fucking file and, like, replace, like, the shareware version with, like, a full version, then fucking, you have to add, like, the soundtrack in separately and shit, which fucking sounds, like, ridiculous, you know what I mean? But, You actually have to do the same fucking shit if you buy the game like through Steam. Like, I mean, I fucking played Doom through Steam. It's like the same thing. It's fucking like there's no soundtrack on there. Like, you have to fucking like, oh, find the soundtrack yourself and fucking like put the files in. So same thing with fucking Quake too. So you have to add fucking pirated fucking music to like legitimate copies of the fucking game. As I did that like not that long ago. So yeah, and then you have to do like some scripting bullshit to get like Doom 2 to launch off. It like launches from Doom 1, but it's like you have to like write some little script thing to fucking get it so like it shows up on like the list that you can launch games. You know what I mean? So it's fucking, I don't know, but again, that's just gonna be like fucking following instructions to get that shit to work. But again, that's what fucking most of this fucking bullshit is, really. Like, fucking, it's like, you know, I added some fucking Game Boy Advance games, the Castlevania's on there, of course, but, yeah, you know, it's just fucking, like, you know, it's like, oh, to get these to run, you need, like a BIOS file to fucking run them. Sega CD games are the same thing, too, but, I mean, I have no idea what the fucking, what a BIOS is, or, you know, what they're fucking telling me to fucking write means, you know what I mean, what they tell me to fucking write and, like, put in different folders. Like, I have no idea what that shit is, but, yeah, just fucking, like, copy and paste and fucking, oh, rename this file to this, all right, do that, and, again, just following instructions, and it works, so whatever, man. So yeah, I mean, that's gonna be a fucking, ongoing project. You'll have the fucking privilege of hearing me work on that for at least the next fucking week or so. You know, the fucking RetroPie version 2 we got going on here. Fucking RetroPie version 2, fucking Revenge of the Technologically Retarded, pretty much. And yeah, I mean, this time I'm not fucking, again, I'm not fucking time constrained by anything stupid like fucking Christmas, so again, I can really dig into the fucking the nitty gritty fucking titty committee of the fucking thing. So yeah, like before, all the fucking Genesis games on there, they were showing up as Mega Drive games because that's what Sega Genesis is called in the fucking rest of the world besides the US. But it's like oh, but you can change that, but again, it just takes like a little bit of fucking like scripting, I guess, and again, in quotes, sometimes I'm like I'm fucking writing it myself, but it's, I'm just copying other people's shit and putting it in like different fucking folders or whatever. But but yeah, so you can do that. But yeah, because the rest of the world is fucking wrong and they call it a Mega Drive, that's fucking stupid. But but yeah, I'm just fucking like, you know, copy, repaste some lines of code in fucking the right spot, and then it's fucking like you know, the Genesis fucking logo shows up, and all the games that you put on there, you get all the games on there, you get the fucking Genesis box art and shit, and fucking yeah, it was like, you know, shit like that, and just, you know, again, little detail oriented things, and just fucking, you know, some games that don't get like, well, when you scrape and it pulls down like information and shit, like some of the games is fucking like, oh, I don't know what this is, like fucking that DuckTales for some reason, like why the fuck isn't DuckTales on there? Like, that was a pretty big fucking game, like who knows. But I mean, you can fucking like go in there and like, all right, just take a picture, you know, take like a little thumbnail picture yourself and like put it on there and like, you know what I mean, set it up yourself and like write a description or whatever. So there's a way to do that, so it's fucking, you know, if I really want to get into the details of it, I can, you know, every one that doesn't pop up like that with fucking, you know what I mean, the right fucking information, you can just go in there yourself and do it, which I'll probably do. Again, fucking no rush to it, so fuck it, why not? But yeah, I did play some of those games too, which I'm not just so it's not all fucking boring hardware talk, you know what I mean? Like fucking RoboCop versus Terminator on Genesis, which I played that. I had fucking fond memories of that game, so I started playing it, and the game fucking looks badass. Like, it's a fucking gorgeous game for fucking Genesis. The, you know, the sprites are fucking real big, fucking sharp and shit, and when you shoot people, they fucking explode into fucking puddles of blood. But the game's too fucking zoomed in. Like, it, you know, it kind of plays like Contra. You're just fucking blasting niggas and fucking jumping on platforms and shit. but it's like you can't see like far enough ahead of you. Like it's so zoomed in, like it's fucking just like focused on like the RoboCop or whatever, and it's fucking just like see 2 feet in front of you pretty much. You fucking walk and so you can't see what the fuck's coming up. You can't really react at all the fucking enemies or hazards or any of that shit. So I just fight, you know, 2 steps forward and fucking fucking brought fucking getting shot. That's what RoboCop sounds like, you know, bullets coming from fucking off screen and shit. And you know, you have like a health meter, which works fine. You know, it's not like Contra, like one hit kill or anything. It's fucking like, oh, I have a health meter and it seems to work at the first fucking level. It's like, oh, I'm getting shot and it's fucking just kind of like draining a little bit. And it's like, oh, I can find like health items to fucking get that back up. So it's, you know, works like you would expect. But then after that, there's fucking, you know, there's fucking bigger enemies that do more damage and like fire hazards and shit. And like you touch them with your fucking, with your Robo-Toe, and just pretty much like drains completely in like no time. It's like, oh, you touch it and you're touching somebody, you see the thing just fucking like go down like almost immediately. It's fucking, you're getting hurt and it's fucking like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, I had like fucking like 9 lives going into fucking level 2. And then I fucking like wasted those in like no time. You know what I mean? Then it's fucking continue, you restart, and it's like, all right, so this fucking, I gotta like redo this level that I had like fucking whatever 7 lives before, and I get fucked up, and you know what I mean, and then like, all right, now I'll retry it with like 3 lives, it's like, cool, like, you know what I mean, I'm not gonna be, I was like, how am I gonna fucking do this shit, so, and it kind of went downhill from there, you know what I mean, fucking, that was kind of frustrating, but game looks good anyway. Then I played some Shakan, the Forever Man, also on Genesis, and yeah, I mean, I had fucking fond memories of that game too, and then I'm like, fucking, oh, I love that game. I stopped playing, it's been fucking, you know, however many years since I fucking played it, and it's fucking, I stopped playing, I'm like, dude, I have fucking no clue what I'm doing here. Like, it starts off as on like a stage select where it's almost like Mega Man. It's different, you know, you can like pick where you want to go first, but they don't fucking like tell you shit like what to do, so you're walking around a fucking hub, and there's 4 doors you can walk through. So I walk through one of them, and says like, "Oh, you have to fight the fucking the Spider Queen or some shit." I was like, "Okay, I'll do that." But I start playing, dude. The game is fucking hard as shit. Like, it's so hard. It's a platformer, but you have to be like so fucking precise about like hitting the platforms like just right, or you end up falling down a fucking hole and it sends you back. Like, you have to do like half the level all over again. You're collecting these potions, which you can mix to fucking make different like items or whatever, you know, different effects. It makes in the different fucking potions together, which is kind of cool. But you have to like go into this fucking menu, and they fucking, they don't fucking tell you like what it is you're fucking mixing and like what you're making and shit. So it's like, oh, you know, there's these fucking like symbols that pop up. You just have to kind of like guess what they mean, or like trial and error it. But you know, if you fuck up, you mix like the wrong thing, like what you didn't want to do, it's like, oh, cool. So you just fucking wasted a bunch of fucking resources that fucking aren't easy to come by at all. So and then as you're playing, there's a fucking hourglass fucking ticking down to the corner of the screen, which I'm just like, dude, I'm guessing like once that thing fucking counts down, it's fucking game over. once it runs out. So it's fucking like, all right. So I was playing for a little bit, like I beat a couple levels, I fucking died a lot, and then the fucking, you know, the fucking the timer is ticking down. I'm like, I don't know, like what's going on. I don't want to fucking keep playing and have that thing like hit zero, and it's gonna be fucking game over anyway. So I stopped playing after a while. It's a weird fucking game. It's gonna be a weird new year too. But we made it, guys. We fucking survived 2017. Again, what a horrible year 2017 was, am I right? And this one will be different. I got a new ashtray, so that's a new start. And I went to fucking dump out the glass one I've been using for fucking years, and the whole bottom of the fucking thing fell off like completely. So yeah, I get a new one, fucking metal one. So we'll see how that lasts. And the fucking, the seat broke in my car too. So that's new. It's fucking, now it's all like crooked and shit. Like fucking one side of it's like completely fucking collapsed, like broken. So, and it makes my back hurt. So, my back hurts. 2018, gruntfreepress.com is the website. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I'm Absolute Deicide. Happy Jew Year. Oh, and somebody got killed over a Call of Duty argument, too. I told you that game was fucking good.
Yeah,